pointed out last time that the fourth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Atochanin Ladam Das, Mlamid Lenush Binochan, Enomitra Dea Bina Vaskel Berchata Hashem Chonin Hadas, we pointed out from the tour that there, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, 17 words. It's the gematria of Tov, and the tour points out because Ein Tov Ella Chachma. There's no greater Tov than Torah, than knowledge. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't get a response. Okay. So that this fourth bracha is about the greatest thing that a person can get, which of course is the reason why it's the first of the bakashos. It's the first of the requests that we make. And we went through a number of interesting pshatim as to why it starts actually without a request. Every other bracha in the bakasha section begins right away with requesting. But here we start with a praise. Atachonein la'adam das umlamid le'nosh bina. And we said, according to many, pasha pshat is because this is the bracha that we segue, that we transition from Shavach to Bakasha. We pointed out as well, just quick chazara, that according to many, a person is fulfilling the real kiyum mitzvah, the araisa of tefillah when you come to the Bakashos. Because the real din the araisa of tefillah, according to Ramban certainly, and many other Rishonim, Chinuch Paskins like the Ramban, is be'es tzara, when there's a real lack, when you're feeling distress. And so when you come to the Bakashos, there are many who point out that you should have that in mind, that you're now fulfilling the full mitzvah of tefillah. We mentioned last week a little bit of what you're really supposed to focus on in this bracha. I wanted to bring down from one of the rabbis of Kosov, Rav Moshe Mikosov, that he said, would tell his chassidim that some people only think that you have to scream to the Himmel by Nesana Tokif and by Ne'ila. But the emes is, you should scream to the Himmel every time you say Atachone Lodam Das. Because you don't understand how much is tali on this. We said last time that your children's success in learning is based on this bracha partially. We said the ability to make right decisions and the correct decisions in life are based upon this bracha. And he would tell his chassidim that even when it's very shver, very tough to have kavana, when you're davening, like your mind is totally elsewhere in Shmoneh Esrei, he said the one bakasha you should really focus in on is this bakasha, is the request for intelligence, a request for knowledge. So what does this mean? Let's just get through the actual bracha itself, and then Bezus Hashem tonight, even get into the next bracha, the fifth bracha, Shmoneh Esrei. But Atochonin Lodam Das, Umlamid Lenosh Bina. So that's a famous question. Where do you have two grandsons and grandchildren, grandfather and grandson in Shmoneh Esrei? So there's Avram and Yaakov. The other is Adam and Enosh, right? Adam's grandson is Enosh through his son Chase. So the question, though, is all the mafarshim on the Siddur wonder, Atachonin la'adam das umlamid la'enosh bina. What does that mean? Why is there Adam and then Enosh? Colloquially, two ways to refer to man, but what's pshat? Why do you use different words to refer to man? What's the difference between das and bina? So there's one explanation from the Chidah, and many others explain similarly. The Shefa Chaim, the Kleisenberger of Yuxil Yehuda Halberstam, Tzchusa Yogin Aleinu, the great Kleisenberger Rebbe who survived the war but lost Mamsh Ol Mishpacha and rebuilt all of Kleisenberg, all of Sanz now comes from the Shefa Chaim, from him and from his sons, the family that he rebuilt. So Atachonin la'adam das, Adam is referring to Adam on a higher level. That's like, whether it's Adam Rishon Kodam Lachet, Adamele Elyon, that refers to a person who is on a high spiritual level. And Atachonin la'adam das, that to Adam, certainly Adam Rishon, and certainly to a person that's on a high level, what is das? What is knowledge? So we know that when the Torah uses the concept of yediyah, first by Adam Yada Eschava Ishto, it means real intimacy. It means a real closeness. So Atachonin L'Adam Das, that God is Chonin. Again, Chonin is a lashon of Chinam, free. Our intelligence is mamash a gift for free from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atachonin L'Adam Das, to a person who's an Adam, a person who is on a high spiritual level, who's working to understand, working towards this, but you still, it's matnas chinam. It's still belashon chanun that you give him das, the ability to connect in a very real way, to really understand and really be intimate with you. Umelamid lenosh bina, but enosh, we know what happened bimei enosh. The Rambam describes this in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim that bimei enosh, that's when everyone started the downward. What? Right, to begin to worship the idols. I mean, not exactly, but the beginning of it. The beginning of Avodah Zarah were in the days of Enosh. So Enosh refers to a human being that's not on the highest level. And Umelamed L'Enosh Bina, that Echonen, you give to a person, Das, that's a Matnas Chinam, but he's working on himself, and then you reward him with this Matnas Chinam of Das. But a person who's Lashon of Enosh, who's on a low spiritual level, it's a beautiful idea, Umelamed L'Enosh Bina. That what? That you instruct people on the low spiritual level with Bina. What is Bina? Certainly when you mean Bina is Havana's Davar Mitoch Davar, understanding one thing from another. As we'll see in the next bracha, the concept of Bina, you know, the sphere of Bina, what comes from the sphere of Bina? Tshuva. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Tshuva comes from the sphere of Bina. Because Havana's Davar Mitoch Davar, when you can understand one thing from another, that's meaning Yakin Chachamein of Berosho, to be able to see further than what's just in front of your eyes. That's what we say, the idea of a Bini Yisera, you know, certain insight into situations, that Hashem is Melamed La'enosh Bina, even people of low spiritual level, even people that are not really deserving of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamed. Hashem teaches them Bina, gives them the ability to understand, the ability to have insight, and to have a certain concept as to what's going on in their lives. And then, now we transition. Chaneinu me'itcha deya bina v'haskel. Chaneinu me'itcha, we ask Hashem to give us a matnas chinam, we ask to give us this free gift, and here, many Svarim HaKadoshim say me'itcha. We add in the word chaneinu me'itcha. What does this mean, chaneinu me'itcha? Give us a free gift from you. We want it directly from you. Exactly. There's some Sfarim that say that when he's saying the word Me'itcha, Dimrei Emes quoted his great-great-grandfather, the first Ger Rebbe, the Chidushei Harim, the Imrei Emes quotes him as saying that when a person says this word, Chaneinu Me'itcha, Me'itcha, you should feel as if Mamish, the Torah is coming out, the Chachma is coming, Mamish Hashem is like kissing you. This is what Hashem is giving us. Chaneinu me'itcha deya, meaning to know you intimately, that it's coming from you. We want it direct. We won't want intermediaries. We want chachmas Hashem. Me'itcha deya, the intimate knowledge. Bina, that even if we're in the lower level, Bina is, as we said, the koach of tshuva. The haskel. What's haskel? Haskel v'yadoa si. Haskel seichel. Right? But the idea that actually Rabbeinu Avram ben Hagra, the Gra's son, Rabbi Avram, he says that Haskel, quotes many proof texts, means Hatzlacha. The idea that we should be successful. And in fact, the Gemara in Megillah says, L'ukme girsa siyat d'shmayahu. For a person that learns to be able to hold on to your learning, it's all siyat d'shmayah. It's all siyata d'shmaya. So when we're asking chaneinu mi'itcha deya bina v'haskel, we want to have the intelligence, we want to have the closeness to you, Hashem. We want to have the understand, havanas davar mitoch davar v'haskel, and we want to be successful. Meaning, we want to hold on to it. That this should make a difference in our life. It's not just knowledge that we have, and it comes and goes, and we can stump people with interesting, you know, trivia questions. But rather, that this is Torah that is Kiem Chayenu V'Orach Yemenu. That's what V'Haskel is. Let me be successful with the Torah. Success in Torah, of course, means, as we said, that it's Mitzarif Es Ha'Adam. It really purifies a person. It is what nobles an individual, the experience of Talmud Torah, and not just Torah knowledge. That's what we're asking Hashem, V'Haskel, that it should transform us. So this is why, you understand a little why the Ramosha Mikosov says that this is a bracha mamish to shry at, like Nisan HaTokev. This is a bracha to shry at, to cry at, like you're davening on Yom Kippur. Because so much, and again, Chaneinu, that, and also, I forgot, Imre Emes quotes from the Chidush Erim, that you have to have emuna when you're saying this bracha of the gifts that Hashem is ready to give you. It's important that you have emuna when you're saying this bracha. Ato chonin la'adam das chonenu mi'itcha de'abina v'haskel. You know, so many people, whether they have self-confidence issues about their intelligence and whether they have issues, am I smart, am I not smart, the guy's smarter than me, they have certain, you know, issues, chips on their shoulder. Where does it all come from? Obviously, psychologists tell us by working on things more and more, but ultimately everything, yagati umatsasi tamin. That ultimately, even when you're yageya, even when you work for chachma, you work hard for chachma, it still comes, Chazal tell us, as a mitziah. A mitziah is something that comes like a gift, not something that you expect, something that you happen to find. And so that's when we're saying this bracha, so much of using our seichel, so much of using our intelligence, and how we grow in it, is tali on this bracha. And that's why this is a very important bracha, to shrive for. This is a very important bracha to cry out for. And we know that this bracha leads to what's the next bracha? The next bracha, the fifth bracha in Shmona Esrei, is of course the bracha of teshuva. The bracha of teshuva. Right? And so teshuva is really broken up into two brachos, right? Hashiveinu Avinu and Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. So the first is that we should come back and then forgive us for the mistakes that we've made. Right? And it's interesting, many Mefarshim point out that it's only in these two brachos that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu, as a parent. These are the only two brachos in Shmona Esrei. We refer to Hashem as Avinu because we're not coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tshuva first as a melech. First we come as a parent who loves us, as a parent who cares about us, as a parent who wants us close. Because a king, a subject, okay, you violated my laws, okay, oh, I don't care about you. But a parent doesn't want to throw away a child. The parent always wants to be close. And as the Torah explains, why is this the bracha that comes right after Chonin Ladam Das? Because he says, Umaro lomer tshuva achar bina, d'chsiv, he quotes from Yishayahu, Perigvav Pasuk Yud, Hashmin lev ha'om hazeh ve'oznav hachped, ve'enav hasha, penyira be'enav, ube'oznav yishamea, ulevavo yavin, v'shav v'rafalo. Hari Shahabina mevia l'idei tshuva. Yishayahu says, ulevavo yavin, and his heart will understand, will have that bina, and then you're going to do tshuva, and you will be healed spiritually. So that's what bina is. Bina brings this intelligence, this havanas davar mitoch davar, brings you to tshuva. Meaning, because if a person really has a clear understanding of this world, and a person is able to understand one thing from another thing, so certainly such an individual will come to see the amitas hadvarim of Torah, and willy-nilly will come to want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to engage in a process of tshuva, and engage in a process of coming close. And when you count the number of words here in this bracha, there are 15. There are 15 words in this bracha. L'kulei alma. Why is there 15 words? What's the significance of 15? So there's a lot of significance of 15. First of all, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, right, that there are seven heavens between us and the Kisya Kavod, and there's space in between each one that's Ki'ilu, another heaven, meaning not that there are 14, but there's a space of a heaven in between each heaven. So from here to the Kisya Kavod is how many steps? Is 15 steps. That's why there were 15 steps to go into the Azara, where the Avoda was done from the Ezra's Nashim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's why there are 15 Shir HaMaloses. Right? The number 15 has great, great significance, and that's why there are 15 words in this Bracha of Hashiveinu, because Tshuva Magas Ad Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva brings you onto the Kisei HaKavod. And what does that mean? What's Pshat Kisei HaKavod? Where does your Neshama come from? The Neshamas of all of Klal Yisrael are held where? Where's the guf? Guf meaning the place where the neshamas are kept. That's the place in Shemayim the neshamas are kept, right? And that's what the Gemara says, that Mashiach will come when tichle neshamas mena guf, when all the new souls are used up. According to Arizal, I don't want to get you too depressed. Some people get depressed at this. Should we say it or no? Should we just leave it out?
Say it.
Just say it? That most souls today are recycled souls.
Yeah.
Most of our souls are recycled souls, Gilgulim. You're a good old soul. That's why you dress away, right? Not sure. Right? There, most of us are Gilgulim. There are few.
Human or something else?
I'm not going there, Sam. I'm not going there. But But, you know, very few new souls. But they're few, and when the last ones are brought into this world, Mashiach's going to come. Tichle neshamas min aguf. But we know that the source of our neshama is tachas kisei hakavod. So what does that gemara mean, that tshuva magas ad kisei hakavod? What are Chazal teaching us, Anshei Knesset Gedola teaching us, by putting 15 words into this bracha? Do you know what tshuva does? Mamsh makes you a newborn baby. Tshuva mamsh renews your soul to the purity of tachas kisei hakavod. Do you understand what a great gift it is? It's half level fella. It's unbelievable. That's what tshuva can do. Tshuva can bring you mamsh tachas kisei hakavod. And also, of course, 15 is a gematria of what two letters? Of Yud and Hey. And we know that Olam Hazeh is created with a Hey. Olam Haba is created with a Yud. Tshuva is what connects the two worlds. And it is interesting that if you look at the bracha, it starts with the letter Hey, and it ends with the letter Hey. Why? Because Hey is this world. Why is Hey this world? So you know, Tzfar Makdoshim explain why Hey is this world. You know why? Because you can drop through the bottom, but then you can go back up through the top. The Hey, the bottom of the Hey is open, so you can fall down. But even when you fall down, in this world, what's the key? That there's an opening. It's not a ches that's closed. There's an opening on the top, right? The Hey, it's a dalid with a little shmidjik, a little mark. You can go back up on top of the mark and go back in. So that's a tremendous gift of tshuva. That's the gift of Hey. But when you look at the bracha itself, it starts, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha. Why does it start, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha? Because, as we said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a parent, wants a child to come back. And why is it L'Sarasecha? Because, as the Chafetz Chaim says, based upon Rashi and Vahayim Shema, right, that you know when a person falls away? When they stop learning Torah. When a person doesn't learn, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, when a person learns Torah, that brings you back. There's a famous medrash in Eicha Rabasi, and the Akdama says, Ha'or Shabo Machazirim L'Mutav. The ability, when a person learns Torah, if it's not lakanter, as long as it's not to use Torah as a tool to persecute and to hurt people, and you can imagine, how could that be? It could be Rahman al-Itzlan, in one of his e-books, David Duke. Do you know who David Duke is? David Duke is a former Grand Master of the Ku Klux Klan. He ran for state office, Louisiana, I believe. One of those states, right? David Duke, I mean, just the name alone, Duke, right, Josh, right? We won't mention the game last night, right? Duke, but in one of his e-books, full of mamish, bile, and disgusting things, you know who it was dedicated to, in memory of? A professor from Hebrew University. A professor from Hebrew University that showed David Duke all of the racist gemaras. And showed David Duke why the Talmud is such a horrible, Rahman al-Tzlan, you know? People can, so there are people who, Rahman al-Tzlan, they learn Torah l'kanter. Such people, that's not what we're talking about. But Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing, that if we're serious about wanting to do tshuva, serious about wanting to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam, the first thing that we're asking Hashem to is bring us back to learning. Bring us back to your Torah. Let us be able to taste the sweetness in Torah. That's why it's the bracha right after Atachonin L'Adam Das. When a person appreciates what Chachmas Hashem is, when a person appreciates what it is to learn, what it is to engage your mind with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as I love to quote from one of the early Salanim Rebbe's, he says, what is learning Torah? It's a mikveh for your mind. It's a mikveh for your mind. That's what learning Torah is. Your body can go in the mikveh. How does your mind go into a mikveh? How does your neshama go into a mikveh? Learning Torah. That's how your neshama goes into a mikveh. And we know there's actually a Baal Tshuva camp named Mudis. That what's the Mudis Shita? You don't need these fancy codes. You don't need these fancy gimmicks. He goes, just get them learning Baba Kama and they'll become from. And I don't know if you've ever met a Baal Tshuva from Mudis. I met a guy, he's a doctor. Very, very special guy. that he became Baal Teshuva Mudas, very bright guy, went to Ivy Leagues, whatever. She said, what did it for you? He goes, I don't know, you just start learning Bava Metzia. There's something about Bava Metzia. I'm like, really? Right? How many people are in Bava Metzia in yeshivas? And like, nah, it doesn't do anything for him. Right? Rachmana Litzlan, you have to, your heart has to be ready. You have to be a shtickle open to it, right? It can't be lekanter. It can't be, you know, to prove a point or whatever. It has to be a little bit, even shalol l'shma, but it has to be shalol l'shma and not negative. But that's how it starts. Hashiveinu avinu l'sar secha. So we have to understand also, I guess we'll stop here, because I said 10 o'clock. I don't want to go to 10 o'clock, but it's a little bit late tonight. But even the word hashiveinu, what does the word hashiveinu mean? What does the word hashiveinu mean? It's a great song, right? But what does hashiveinu mean? It means to bring us back. Implying what?
That we went somewhere.
Implying that that's where we really are. That's where we really are. As the Gemara Nida famously says, what did we all do in utero? We learned Torah. We learned Torah. Rav Soloveitchik says, why do we all learn Torah to then get it all knocked out of us? Right? To show that it's there. There's a latent awareness of Torah. When a Jew learns Torah, is like something that sounds familiar. Something sounds familiar. Rabbi Morgenstern mentioned this last night in the shir that he gave. He quoted this famous Gemara Nida, that, you know, that there's something that it rings true with us. And that's what we're saying, Hashiveinu avinu l'sar secha. We have to know, this isn't hoisting something external on top of us. This is be'etzim who we are. This is be'etzim who we are. Hashiveinu, bring us back. Bring me back to Torah. Let me feel Torah. I know Torah's emes. And this is, again, the fourth bracha, mamish flows into the fifth bracha. Mamish goes one into the other. And that's why there are 15 words when we say it, because we're mamish reminding ourselves that we're going tachas kisei kavod with this bracha. That when a person wants to do tshuva, again, as the Gemara in Kiddushin says, one of the most peladic Gemaras, I think, ever about tshuva. It's a peladic Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara? It's halacha. Right? What's the Gemara about tshuva and Kiddushin? Come on. Right? A man says to a woman, Hari at mekudeshes li al menas she'ani tzadik gamor. Right? Hari at mekudeshes li al menas she'ani tzadik gamor. And he gives her the ring. You know what the Gemara says? Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes. They say, mekudeshes? What do you mean? The guy is ochel nevelis, l'teyava. He says, no, suffik mekudeshes at least. Why suffik mekudeshes? Because he could have been meharher or hirhur tshuva. A hirhur tshuva, just a thought of tshuva, just like that. Kamamish bring a person to tzadik gamor. Do you realize what that means? Do you realize the koach tshuva? It's like the famous maisa when someone met the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the Miriam's son, one of the sons that escaped with him from the war, and the Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Alter, took over for his father, the Miriam's, and he was a pallor. Mamish wonders with the Beis Yisrael. Mamish wild stories. Your family must have some stories with the Beis Yisrael, Stephen. Gotta tell me those. But there's some wild stories about the Beis Yisrael. Shore has like a crazy mess with him. So the Beis Yisrael, one time, someone came to get a bracha in Beis Yisrael, and he told him, I'm learning kolal of Or Samech, but nisht bal tshuva, nisht bal tshuva. So the Beis Yisrael looked at him, for vos nisht? Why not? I'm a Baal Tshuva. What a Nebuch, you're not a Baal Tshuva? Halavai, you should be Zochet to be a Baal Tshuva. Right? You know, I aspire my whole life, I'm aspiring to be a Baal Tshuva. Right? And that's Hashiveinu Avinu L'sar Secha. Because when you become a Baal Tshuva, it means you come back to who you really are. It means I'm covering the depths. Shlomo sings, return again, right? Return to who you are. So Hashem should just help us when we say the bracha v'atav chanin l'adam das, and we cry out, Hashem, help me make the right decisions. Hashem, let all the people that I connect, that I'm connected to, that I love, help them make the right decisions. And they should daven for others also in chanin l'adam das. Absolutely. And Hashiveinu will come to Bez Hashem next week. Shkoyach.